Our last interview and training Saturday, hoping Andrew Chaka as well will be doing this. But then remember that Amstel's entrepreneur has been searching for small businesses that are doing well but needed a little help to take things to the next level. We asked you to nominate your businesses or businesses that you know that has a lot of potential and that you believe you can, they can break all the boundaries. All for the chance to win 1 million rands in market and mentorship. Yes, it's all for the chance to win a share of 1 million rands in market and mentorship. It's been about a month that they've been mentored. So it's time now to check in with one of our lucky finalists to see how their mentorship program is going, all thanks to Amstel. But then on that note, let me just get to one of the finalists that is here in the studio. And also we'll be talking to the mentor as well, Ileana Caron Williams, Orlando Sneaker Care Technician finalist. Hey, how's it?
Yes, sharp, Khotman.
All right, the brat.
I'm Nandi Khotman Lam.
Eating is Sunday, is it?
Okay.
Tada. And then and also, Caron, how are you doing on your side?
I am awesome. Thank you so much.
Right. And I'm just going to ask our finalist, what do you want to
call
Khonsi Nqumal. Khonsi, hey, how has been Atlanta, the journey so far?
It has been so good, so good. We are learning so much about growing our businesses. We are really honored to be part of this competition. It has really gave us a platform to take what we already have to the next level.
And tell us a bit about your business and you.
My name is Khonsi Nqumalo. Orlando Nasendo Fire.
Yeah.
I am a sneaker care technician, founder of OSCT, Orlando Sneaker Care Technicians, a sneaker cleaning and shoe care business based in Soweto. We basically in the market to sell convenience to our clients because we understand that most of them do not have enough time to clean their sneakers because of having a busy schedule. We offer services such as sneaker cleaning, sneaker restoration, suede and no-bark treatment, and a bit of customizations and repairs. Our turnaround is 72 hours, so we can give you the best of our job. We do pickups and deliveries at your doorstep. We also do in-house calls for at the comfort of your home. We do brand activations. We are simply a one-stop shop catering for all of your shoe needs, like Soweto.
And now to you, Caron. Tell us about your involvement in this initiative.
So myself, I'm currently a mentor and started out as a judge. So the first phase was judging the competition, judging all the entries that were submitted and then getting them down to the top 40. And then now it's the current phase, which is top 12, where we are mentoring all the finalists and the mentees in how they can market their businesses over a period of 3 months to help improve, strengthen the business and hopefully also increase sales.
Let's get to the services when to our finalists now. Why is it so great, and how can people find it or contact you?
Our vision is to promote and make footwear, hygiene and shoe care a part of every individual's lifestyle by making our services accessible to everyone at every corner of South Africa, one shop at a time. Currently, we have two stores, one of which is a Orlando and the other one we just recently opened la a Mube Drive next door to Aduba Shops. So you can Konada opposite Nani, and also you can find us Orlando Sneaker Care Technicians go on Kama social media way too. We also have the online store to make things much more easier for you, www.osct.co.za. For more inquiries on our operation, you can call these numbers 084-645-1036.
What's your plan to market your business, and where can we see your advertising?
Currently, at the moment, Tina is the OSCT. We chose the social media and the street polls, which is Azoba Live next week. But lezo zinto lezo, zizo snet to amplify what we already have and take it to the next level.
Karen Williams, your last question. What the mentorship journey will look like over the next few months?
So with this phase of the current phase of the competition, each of the finalists or the mentees has won a marketing prize with 50,000 rand. And in the final phase, there's a top four guys to win a prize of 70,000, a cash prize, which they can invest in their business in a number of ways. So I think for us as the mentors right now is obviously just supporting them so that they can get the maximum value out of that marketing prize.
Lastly, Guwe, our finalist, what would you like to say in ending to our listeners?
To anyone or mamele out there, to basically to message yaguma entrepreneurs, upcoming entrepreneurs, is ukuthi never give up on your dreams, regardless of how much challenges or face, I just continue marching. Like Pro Kid said, ungapheli umoya san, just continue marching. Kuzolunga ngelinye ilanga, abantu babhekile.
Make sure that you tune in later today when we check in with our other of our finalists with the Amstel's The Entrepreneur on Jersey. Amstel is not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Drink responsibly. And thank you very much, Karen Williams, and the finalist right here in the studio. Yeah, I know that Karen just goes away, but it's fine. But then going forward right now, and we've heard from our finalists right now, allow me to remind you, you Joseph and family, that how much value do you think you can get out of 200 rands, a funeral policy for up to 16 people?